John Appleton, the Synclavier. Robert Ashley. Milton Babbitt. Luciano Berio. David Berman. 9 December 1939. Imaginary Landscape Number 1, first of a series of surrealistic compositions by the 27-year-old California apostle of the musical avant-garde, John Cage, scored for two phonograph turntables, muted piano, and a suspended cymbal, is performed for the first time in Seattle, Washington. Carl Berger Blumdahl. Richard Boulanger. Donald Buchla, the Buchla synthesizer. John Cage and David Tudor. Thaddeus Cahill, the Telharmonium. John Chaunig. Electronic music was revealed to the world on 5 August 1920, when the Russian engineer and cello player Leon Theremin gave a demonstration of his Thereminovox at the Moscow Technological Institute. The apparatus consisted of a set of cathode tubes, a vertical antenna, and a metal arc. The sound was produced heterodynamically by the movement of the right hand, which changed the electric potential in the area, creating a differential tone which determined the height of pitch. The left hand manipulated the field in the vicinity of the metal arc, regulating the power and the timbre of the sound. In constructing this instrument, Theremin seemed to carry out Lenin's dictum that socialism is proletarian dictatorship plus electrification. March 1942. John Cage, 29-year-old American experimenter in rhythmed sounds, conducts in Chicago the first performance of his metamusical Imaginary Landscape No. 3, scored for an electric oscillator, buzzers of variable frequency, Balinese gongs, generator whine, tin cans, plucked coil, and a marimbula. Charles Dodge. Mario Davidovsky. Todd Dockstader. Jacob Druckmann. William Duddle, the singing ark. Theremin's invention was followed by a number of electronic instruments, among which the most successful was Le Onde Martineau, a keyboard instrument for which a number of modern French composers wrote special works. In Germany, Georg Mager constructed an electronic instrument which he called spherophone, and later developed other models, partiturophone and kaleidophone. A more practical and a more successful electronic instrument was the Trautonium, manufactured by Friedrich Trautmann. Hindemith wrote some music for it. Oscar Sala introduced some innovations into the Trautonium in an electronic organ, which he called Mixture Trautonium. Jean-Claude Eloy. John Eaton, the Synquette, the touch-sensitive keyboard. Alicia Gray, the musical telegraph. Lawrence Hammond, the Hammond organ. Unlimited musical horizons opened to electronic music with the introduction of the so-called synthesizer, capable of producing any frequency with the utmost precision and distributes the relative strength of the overtone so as to create any desired instrumental timbre. With the aid of synthesizers, it becomes possible to construct scales any number of equal degrees. Among the capacities of the modern synthesizer is the reproduction of a recorded composition at any speed without altering the pitch. No problem of articulation arises, for the generation of the sound is electronic, completely independent of all mechanical elements. Pierre Henry. Lejeune Hiller. 18 March 1950. A concert of music glorifying the dialectic of the fetus, fructified by aesthetic piled of aleatory combinations of recorded noises and unrelated fragments of speech and played at different speeds and sometimes in reverse, is presented at the École Normale de Musique Paris by Pierre Schaeffer and Pierre Henry. Paul Hindemann. Maurizio Cago. Ikutaro Kakachasi, the MIDI standard. Ray Kurzweil, the Kurzweil synthesizer. 28 October 1952. The first public concert of tape recorder music in the United States takes place at the Museum of Modern Art in New York, featuring Sonic Contours by the 40-year-old American composer Vladimir Yuzhaevsky and three pieces by the 52-year-old American composer Otto Luening. Low Speed and Invention for tape and Fantasy and Space for flute solo and tape, on which Luening himself was recorded by a sound-on-sound method, playing four different flute parts, and which in turns accompanies Luening as live soloist. 19 October 1954. The era of electronic composition dawns with a broadcast from the Funkhaus of Cologne of works synthetically put together from fragments recorded on magnetic tape, mutated by the alteration of pitch, acceleration and deceleration of tempo, diffraction of tone color, denaturalization of the overtone series, dislocation of rhythmic symmetry, and reversal of direction, forward to retrograde, including Study 1 and Study 2 by Karlheinz Stockhausen and Seismogram by Henri Poussour, each stemming from dodecaphonic aesthetics, symbolized by the dodecahedron structure of the loudspeaker suspended from the ceiling in the broadcasting studio. 19 Hugh LeCain, the electronic sackbut and first multi-track tape recorder. Anita Lockwood. George Lewis. Alvin Lucier. Otto Luening. December 1954. Deserts, symphonic poem by Edgar Varèse, scored for wind instruments, percussion, and electronic sounds. The first work ever composed for orchestral instruments, combined with a pre-recorded magnetic tape, and conceived in an athematic idiom of agglutinated mellow rhythmic molecules, according to Varèse's doctrine of organized sound, is performed for the first time in Paris. Poem in Cycles and Bells for Tape Recorder and Orchestra by Otto Luening and Vladimir Yuzhaevsky was composed later than Deserts. It had its first performance 2 weeks earlier than Varèse's work. Todd McIver. Maurice Martineau. The Onde Martineau. The word cybernetics is derived from the Greek root of governing. As defined by its originator, Norbert Wiener, cybernetics is the exercise of human control over mechanical and electrical apparatus, especially in the field of communication. In music, cybernetical data are collected by various aleatory, intuitive, or other means. The resulting materials are translated into a system of musical parameters, and a viable outline is drawn. May 30, 1956. At a concert of electronic music presented at Cologne by the Westdeutscher Rundfunk, the world premieres of the following works are presented. Electronic Composition 1 by the 58-year-old German composer of athematic, abstract, and electronic music, Hermann Heiss, and Gesang der Jünglinge by the German apostle of total music, 27-year-old Karl-Heinz Stockhausen, to the text from the Book of Daniel, relating to the miraculous survival of three monotheistic Hebrew youths in the midst of the Babylonian fiery furnace, in a polymetric and polydynamic setting, with a voice singing topologically contorted and intervallically translocated infantiloquent rhymes, antiphonally echoed by an undistorted children's choir, subsequently translated by electronic manipulation to the infrasonic, inaudible range.
Max Matthews and John Pierce. Oliver Messiaen. Robert Moog, the Moog synthesizer.
1 May, 1961. At a concert of works by Edgar Varèse in New York, his electronic score, Poème Électronique, is performed following its successful premiere in the Philips Pavilion at the 1958 World's Fair in Brussels, designed and with lighting by Le Corbusier. Dexter Morrill. Gordon Mumma. 21 August 1963. An avant-garde concert series in New York presents John Cage's Variations 2 and 3 with electronically amplified sounds of various actions such as drinking water, with a microphone pressed against his throat aggregating to the decibel count of the Niagara Falls. 26 August, 1963. The third of the six concerts of avant-garde music is presented in New York, which includes Ergodos, /2/3, by James Tenney, for electronic tape recording of animal noises.
3. Since electronic instruments are capable of generating any frequency, it is possible to reproduce sounds below and above the audible range. The first work for such infrasonic and ultrasonic wavelengths was the inaudible symphony entitled Symphonique Humaine by the French composer Michel Magne, conducted by him in Paris on 26 May 1955. Its movements were entitled Epileptic Dance, Thanatological Bear Suits, and Interior View of an Assassin. The inaudible version was unheard first, followed by a hearing of an audible transcription. The mystical Russian composer Nicholas Aviakov devised in 1918 an inaudible instrument which he named Ether, theoretically capable of producing infrasonic and ultrasonic sounds, ranging from 5 octaves below the lowest audible tone to 5 octaves above the highest audible tone. But Aviakov's instrument was never completed.
3 June, 1964. The 38th Festival of the International Society for Contemporary Music in Copenhagen concludes with a program of orchestral music, including Seven Haikai, Japanese Sketches by Olivier Messi, with the participation of the electronic keyboard instrument, Onde Martino.
Gary Lee Nelson, the MIDI horn. Max Newhouse. Luigi Nono. May 1965. Music for solo performer by the 34-year-old American composer Alvin Lucia, in which encephalographic waves produced by a human brain activate percussion instruments, is performed for the first time in Waltham, Massachusetts. August 25, 1965. The third annual Avant-Garde Festival opens in New York in a program of action music by the Korean composer Nam June Paik, including an Omaggio a Cage scored for a destructible upright piano, a dozen eggs, scissors for an instant haircut, and tape-recorded noises, with the participation of the cellist Charlotte Moorman wearing a cellophane sheath and playing Les Cygnes, The Swan, by Saint-Saëns in an oil drum filled with water.
23 September 1968. At the 42nd Festival of the International Society for Contemporary Music in Warsaw, a concert of electronic music is given in the afternoon with the following program, including Philomel for mezzo-soprano and a synthesized double-track magnetic tape by Milton Babbitt, 52-year-old American pioneer of integral musical serialization and advanced electronic techniques. After the classical myth of the metamorphosis of Philomel into a nightingale, in which the songs of other birds are represented by the vocal palimpsest on magnetic tape, and Telemusic by the 40-year-old apostle of the German avant-garde, Karlheinz Stockhausen, an electronic work conceived during insomnia in Tokyo and realized as a dream of omniterrestrial music reflecting the human mellow rhythms of Asia, America, Africa, and Europe.
Nam June Paik, Larry Polanski, Henri Pasteur, 27 September, 1968. At the 42nd Festival of the International Society for Contemporary Music in Warsaw, an afternoon and late evening concert, included Labyrinthus II by the prime Italian avant-gardist Luciano Berio for soprano, chamber orchestra, percussion, and a vocal ensemble superimposed on a tape recording. Altissonance by the Swedish avant-garde composer Carl Berger Blumdahl, in which visual images from outer space are translated into altissonant frequencies, with the terrestrial ornithological sounds of the songs of the nightingale and the blackbird combined in an audio-visual montage with the static noise from the sun and aurora borealis, and Match and Solo by the 36-year-old Argentinian-born German experimentalist Maurizio Cago, obtained as a result of electronic synchronization, desynchronization, and post-synchronization. And auricular disturbance induced in hostile audiences by ultra-modern music, especially electronic and computer music, is known as acousma. Music critics, even those not suffering from professional indigestion, are chronically prone to acousma, and their discomfort is often reflected in their reviews. Elaine Radig, David Rossum, the EMU synthesizer, Jean-Claude Risset, Curtis Rhodes, David Rosenblum, Luigi Russolo, and Ugo Piatti, the box instruments, and Tona Ramon. May 1969, HPSCHD, harpsichord, in vowelless computer language by John Cage, scored for seven amplified harpsichords, 52 film projectors, 340-foot circular screen, suspended sheets measuring 40 by 100 feet each, and 52 channels of sound for magnetic tapes, is performed for the first time on the Urbana campus of the University of Illinois. Gerd Schaefer, Raymond Scott, the Clarivox, Lori Spiegel, Karl-Heinz Stockhausen, Morton Subotnick. 2 June 1969. The newly constructed auditorium of the Canadian National Arts Center, with a seating capacity of 2,373 persons, is inaugurated in Ottawa with the presentation of a specially commissioned ballet, Krenner, Perfected Energy, by the world's foremost cybernetic composer, Yannis Xenakis, to his own scenario depicting the domination of the Earth by the youth in 2069 AD, who decree the extermination of all humans over 30 years of age, with an apocalyptic accompaniment of a fantastically varied electronic score. 31 October 1970. Changes for electronic tape and digital computer by the 28-year-old American composer Charles Dodge, and Mass for soprano, clarinet, and the electronic synthesizers Synmill, an electronic generator based on a design of Robert Moog and built by Edward Miller, and Synket, a portable electronic generator built by the Roman sound engineer Paul Ketoff, by the 35-year-old American composer, John Eaton.
Serge Cherepin, the Serge synthesizer. Leon Theremin. The Theremin and Rhythmicon. Friedrich Trautwein. The Trautonian. Yanis Xenakis. Vladimir Yusachevsky.
Electronic music requires special notation. One of the earliest attempts at a practical system was made in 1937 by Percy Grainger in his Free Music for four electronic instruments constructed by Leon Theremin, indicating pitch and dynamic intensities in a four-part score on graph paper. Yanis Xenakis prefers to use numbers and letters, indicating the specific tape recordings to be used in his musical structures. Some composers abandon the problem of notation entirely, recording their inspirations on tape. November 12, 1970. Ecology of the Skin, by the 23-year-old American avant-garde composer David Rosenblum, scored for tape machines, computers, and brain, an electroencephalographic experience for performer leader and group dynamic brain waves, is performed for the first time as part of the Electric Ear series of the Electric Circus in New York. 7 February, 1977. Palinode for Orchestra and Computer Synthesis by the 34-year-old American composer Charles Dodge is performed for the first time in New York. Edgar Varese. Charles Warnin.